Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. Welcome, everybody. Great to see the continued feedback and buzz with the book, hashtag HeySportsParents. It's just thanks to everybody, and we're very excited about all of the real issues we're bringing up, and we're going to bring some others up. We've got a great doubleheader. Today, Jason Parker, he's a speaker, he's a former college and pro athlete, he's the author of Engaged Athletics. His book just has been out a couple of weeks. And then it's Chris Gellings. Chris, I hope he's got his orthotics in his shoes. Chris is the creator and the CEO, Kick It Weirdo, the world's only online site that offers memberships, discounts, cashback, rewards, sports, shows, concerts, gives back to charity, great stuff. Jason Parker, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Dr. Bob, thank you for having me.
Hey, you know, let's jump right in. Give us a quickie history background into what you're doing now.
Well, Engaged Athletics was really born out of my journey from being an athlete to going to law school and becoming an athletic director. And we're basically centered around the premise of creating high performers in the field of youth athletics. So, Dr. Bob, we focus on athletic directors like myself, high school and youth sports coaches, parents, and obviously students of all ages from three all the way up to high schoolers. And really try to provide them with best practices and things that they can do to really become high performers and make the most of their athletic experience well-rounded fashion.
Yes. You know, God, what you got to do is give all these people two books. You got to give them Engaged Athletics, and you got to give them hashtag HeySportsParents.
No, you're absolutely right.
Something I've been talking about for decades. Parenting the child athlete, the high-performance athlete, preventing injuries, the mental game, all of these challenges. And what I really like, your own experience, you're a college athlete, you're a professional athlete, basketball player, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, and so you've lived it. You've lived it. And I like your emphasis on the values from A to Z that sports has lent into, you adding it to schools and the administrators and the sports programs, because it's a real challenge to see what's going on, whether we're looking at the epidemic of overuse and sports injuries, or we're looking at the academic side, which you relate so well in the book with your own background. Where'd you play? Tulsa?
University of Tulsa, yes, sir. I played for Coach Bill Self, who is now the head coach at Kansas. And
went
to an Elite Eight, and then went to two NCAA tournaments and actually won the NIT during my time.
Yes, the Bill Self, who, man, they took him away from Illinois, you know, and he, right?
And all right, well, they took him away from Tulsa.
Yes, they did. Yes, right? Exactly. And Tulsa's always been a good program. I'm an alumni of University of Louisville, where basketball has always been crazy. College basketball has gone through an explosion in a lot of not great ways. And again, the idea of character and the idea of the importance. It's interesting how you became an athletic director to make that kind of difference, didn't you?
Yes, sir. It was quite intentional on my behalf. I suffered an injury as a pro player when I was in the NBA D League, playing for the San Antonio Spurs franchise. And I got the opportunity to come back home and return to school and go to law school. And this was during the period of my life where I really didn't know what I was going to do, and I kind of lost my identity, Dr. Bob, and it led to some depression and obviously anxiety and just dealing with life, not knowing who you are. And what I realized was I had all these great experiences as a youth coming up, but no one had ever told me that it wasn't Jason Parker, the basketball player. I wasn't Jason Parker, the basketball player. I wasn't who I was because of what I did. I was who I was because of how I went about it. And so my work ethic, my commitment, my perseverance, my grit, those things stayed with me, and I could actually apply them to anything. And so it was while in law school I had this epiphany, and I'm like, hey, man, I want to help others realize this. And what could I do to – what occupation could I have that allows me to do that? And lo and behold, I was already working in the athletic office while I was at TU for law school. And I said, hey, man, I'm going to go full-fledged into athletic administration.
Yes, forget the attorneys.
Yeah.
Forget the attorneys.
Law school, but yeah, it was all about athletics after that.
A few weeks ago, I had Natalie Graves in the Chicago area. Her whole specialty, Jason, is in dealing with the sports world and the mental challenges and the different problems involving. You're a great example of one of the things she talked about on The Sports Doctor. And everybody, you are listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can listen to radio shows from 10 years ago. You could see great topics, great guests, and all sorts of areas of sports medicine, health, wellness. You could zip over to newspaper articles, and you could read about everything from choosing the best shoe to should your son or daughter specialize, to one of my most famous articles, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. And I get a lot of guests on Twitter. We have a huge following, a lot of great stuff at Sports Doc, EOC Radio. And of course, the title of the book, hashtag a sports parent. That's why I threw hashtag in. Very active information on hashtag a sports parent with my co-author, Sharky Zartman, who's a Hall of Fame volleyball player. Jason, you were just on her show, weren't you, a few weeks ago?
Yes, sir. Actually, Sharky and I had
a great
talk.
Yes, and so these topics of the challenges of youth sports, you know, six, 8 months ago, Jason, on the front cover of Time magazine, was a Little Leaguer. Great picture. And the caption was the $15 million a year youth sports industry and all that goes with it, the pressures and the challenges. Of course, we talk a lot about the physical side of things, but also we talk an awful lot about the mental side of things in hashtag #ASportsParents. What's the website for, I know you're a speaker and you talk to youth groups and coaches groups. What's the website people find out about you in the book?
I am JasonLParker.com. That's Jason L. Parker as in LaShawn, my middle name. So my mother would be happy that I'm using it. But I'm also on Facebook and Instagram at I Am Jason L. Parker. And the website is IamJasonLParker.com as well.
Okay. Give us some highlights, as you see it, bullets, if you would, with the book Engaged Athletics.
Yes, sir. Well, again, with our premise around creating high performers in youth athletics, the book is going to basically walk you through the steps to becoming a high performer. And how we do that is first by, like I said, Dr. Bob, going helping you get through what was my first issue, and that was identifying my identity. We've all been through something that's helped us to create who we are, but so often we walk through that and it's the last thing we think about. And so when I figured out how did I actually become the basketball player that and have the career that I had, it helped me to identify some traits that made me special, and it gave me a confidence and an intentionality moving forward. So the book's going to first of all teach you how to identify your identity. It's going to teach you how to create clarity and figure out what we want, because we all know that in order to be high performer, we have to know what it is we want. And so we're going to create clarity by, again, keeping an eye on our identity and learning how to expand upon that identity. And lastly, it's going to teach you how to find your process for success. And I basically use a process known as the 4 G's, where we create a goal, a game plan, a guarantee, and a gauge. And we use that to accomplish whatever it is we want, anything we identify when we created clarity. And so I just find overall that so many student athletes, so many coaches, so many administrators at this level are not being intentional with, like you said, what Times Magazine has identified as a $15 billion industry. And this is a precious time for students to develop, because let's face it, they're not working jobs. They're not, you know, going through life's pressures, but athletics can be the microcosm for that for so many kids. And so it's their experience before the experience. Like I said, the first time life hit me in the face, I had to look back to my athletic experience for help. And so I want students, when they look back, to be able to identify the good, the bad, and the ugly and say, hey, that's made me better.
Well, you're talking a lot about high performers. You're talking about high performers in life, where you're specializing in athletics, which is a big deal, especially when we talk so much on the Sports Doctor about the mental game, depression and problems and eating disorders and all sorts of hassles on the left, whether it's from the coaches or the parents. Hashtag hate sports parents, man.
Right.
You know, there's lots and lots of pressures. This is one of the chapters I wrote in the book, as you know, is youth sports and drugs. This is a big deal, where we start seeing the use of over-the-counter pain medicines in adolescents, because I got to play, don't you understand? And the kids competing and et cetera, et cetera, that regard. So again,
I absolutely loved how you and Sharkey related the book to real life issues. You know, it wasn't this hot pie in the sky best practices, but you guys got down and dirty and really talked about a lot of the issues that we see in high school athletics. So I thought that was great.
You know, and my pearl for the day, whatever you do in athletics, you got to strengthen those feet and ankles, Jason. You know what
I'm
talking about?
Yes, sir.
You know, but
a good
one
pair
of the big things I got
my career.
Yes, see, I got to make a commercial with you. again, but you know, you impact in your talks, in your work as an athletic director, you pay such big attention to it in the book, where again you're saying that you're impacting the power of youth sports to impact life. What ages are you paying attention to? Not only in the book, but in your professional career?
Well, here's the thing, Dr. Bob, and this is where it comes full circle for me. I have young kids. I have a 5-year-old. I have a 10-year-old. And so it was through this process of, okay, obviously I have a lot of people that know me as a former college and pro athlete, and they always want to ask me, you know, how do you become elite? And then obviously as an athletic director, I deal with kind of that middle level where kids are growing from adolescence and they're kind of figuring out, hey,
you're one out of a million.
Right.
to Division I and becomes a professional, you're one out of a million. Again, like Sharkey, a Hall of Fame volleyball player at the elite level.
My question to myself was, where did I start? You know, and it started from high school, and then it went all the way down from youth. And so to answer your question, Dr. Bob, I start at every age because I equate athletics to academics. And if we can start with the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s at age 2 and 3 and 4, well, we should be doing ball lessons and throwing our ball and running and being athletic and great, starting the benefits of health and wellness at ages 2, 3, and 4, and teaching good nutrition and doing these things, because you're growing into becoming an athlete. You're not born an athlete. You don't become an athlete at age 18. It's a lifelong process. And so this is a lifelong process of learning. And you're absolutely right. I don't want people to confuse high performance with a college professional. High performance is high performance in life. It has an impact in overall life, just as academics does.
I've always found that the, especially the serious, and I have another chapter in the book, I call them the prodigy sports, figure skating, gymnastics, dance, tennis, soccer, where you might have 10, 11, 12, basketball also. You might see this is all this kid is doing. He's 12 years old. He's very good already. This is what he's doing year-round. Man, we're wearing that body out, you know, overuse and over repetitive motion injuries, you know, et cetera. And the reality is this starts very, very early. And so do the pressures that go, you know, many times along with it. And I think, you know, most young athletes that I've seen over the years are good students. They know how to compartmentalize. But then Natalie told me that's not always the case. What level are you an athlete? Oh, my gosh, we almost ran out of time here. We're just flying through with Jason Parker, is the author of Engaged Athletics, athletic director, consultant, speaker. Jason, give me, please, the website again.
I am JasonLParker.com.
JasonLParker.com. You can find all about the book. You can find out about his speaking. Jason Parker,
yeah,
thanks
would,
so much.
I would encourage people to subscribe there. We have a monthly podcast as well, and have some great blogs, and we email
great
information as well.
I'll look forward to the sports doctor making an appearance on your podcast. Jason,
yes, sir.
Hold on. Everybody will be right back at Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm hanging around Chicago for the second segment here. We've got Chris Gelling. Chris is the creator and CEO of Ticket Weirdo. Ticket Weirdo is the really only membership online site for sports and shows and concerts. Lots of exciting stuff besides that crazy name of Ticket Weirdo. Also, Chris has got my orthotics in his shoes. Hey, welcome back to the Sports Doctor, man.
That's right. Hey, thanks for having me back, man. This is the third time that I'm back with you misbehaving on this show, and it's very, very cool. And I got to tell you, just to start off, I want to talk about Ticket Weirdo for a minute, but I do want to stop and talk to the listeners who are out there who will tune into your show. That hashtag Hey Sports Parents that you and Sharpie Zartman had written was out of sight, man. It was a home run for sure. If there's people out there who have not picked up that book and read that, they need to, because it really speaks to what's been going on here with the youth sports in today's society. So I just to start off, man, straight away, dude, serious about that.
Hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. Chris, of course, has a real sports medicine and fitness background.
Right.
Exercise physiology or personal training, over the years. You were one of the founders with Eco Gym, yes?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I started off doing the Eco Gym. Been in the health and fitness industry for a long time. My background is in physiology, and so this is kind of segueing into Ticket Weirdo. And Ticket Weirdo is actually almost like you take an Amazon Prime and like a Ticketmaster, and you meld them together. It's really kind of how I explain it. Like, they had a baby together, you get Ticket Weirdo. Ticket Weirdo is the future of online ticket shopping. It's the only online ticket broker that hooks you up with a membership so you can get your own personal promo code for discounts, you get cashback rewards, there's never any hidden fees, and you also give back to charities, which we'll talk about here in a second, but you can actually pick the charity you want to donate to when you sign up as a member, and it's only $10 a month for membership. So it's kind of a cool concept, and the reason behind it is, it's you get to have the events, but you also be able to have fun and give back, too. And there's now new studies that are coming out. We talk physiology and so forth, but there's new studies that are kind of surfacing now. And Patrick Fagan with Goldsmith University actually ran a study and found a link between regular concert attendance and longer life expectancy. So that's pretty cool. So about a decade. telling you. So you got to go catch Journey and Def Leppard that are touring again. You know, no, but it's serious.
I tell you, and take their special vitamins. You know, at the same time in that regard, but the addition of some cool stuff to the ticket buying world, you know, whether it is being a member in some way, shape, or form, whether it is taking advantage of top prices, whether it's mm-hmm. the huge area, you know, of the sports venue world and sports tickets and that whole world. And again, I think it's a big deal that you're talking about a portion of memberships, you know, going to whoever those people's particular charity might be, or you have a whole list of charity. How does that work?
So when people become a member, we work with charitable foundations that everybody kind of knows, whether it's the Wounded Warrior Project or St. Jude or Humane Society or the American Cancer Society, and we also work with some independents, maybe with the Girls on the Run or Blessings in a Backpack or Little Friends out of Naperville. And so
Blessings in a Backpack, man.
Yeah.
I've absolutely been a back group. Blessings in a Backpack, which is this fantastic group of ladies and people who put together weekend healthy as best they can meals for kids in need who go home and might not be eating and whatever. Really, it's a great organization, and you mentioned some fantastic organizations.
Right.
The crazy world. You couldn't have picked a better name, man. Ticket Weirdo.
I know, man. Well, people ask me that all the time. They're like, "Well, how did you come up with this name?
How did you come up with that?" Yeah.
To be truthfully honest with you, we were rebranded. We've been in existence for 5 years, and it was previously called Allen Group Ticket. And Allen Group Tickets just doesn't have the pizzazz. And everybody kept asking, well, who's Allen? And I was like, well, never mind. We need to rebrand this. We need to shake this up a little bit. We need to have some fun. So we created a bunch of names and came up with, I don't know, 100 or 200 different names, whether it was Ticket Turtle and We Got You Covered and Ticket Wizard and everything you can think of. And when we were reading this, you know, just inadvertently to people, when we hit Ticket Weirdo, they snickered. And you're like, you know what? That's it. That's the one. We're just going
to
go
hard
with it.
It's hard not to have some fun with the recognition of that combination of the two words. Of course, you have a great term. Like you said, you wanted to add evidence that you're adding pizzazz to this whole thing. Absolutely, and that's a big. And you also have the biggest of shows, don't you?
Well, you get everything you can pick up. You could throw a dart at the mat, you'll never miss. So if whether you're getting Hamilton tickets, or you're getting a sporting event, or you're getting a comedy show, or you just want to, you want to hit, like I said, there's a concert coming around, or whatever the case is. If you can't find it, man, you can't find it. It's not anything. So. We have relationships with wholesale distribution. So it's on the distribution mainframe. So you could search it. So when you go to our website, whether you're a member or not, you're never going to pay any hidden fees. So that's a big one for us, and I'll touch on trust. Like, trust is a big thing in this game, and I think that it's very discouraging that other ticket sites will showcase a certain cost per ticket when you search it, and you go through the buying process, and everybody's done this, and then they get to the end, and there's a hike up in cost. And it's like, where'd this come from? And that's, we don't do any of that kind of stuff. But you just search it. So you go to our site, whether you're a member or not, you can buy tickets, and you just search any event you want. And you can actually, whether it's a Bulls game or a game.
You gotta be directing them to #HeySportsParents. That's what you gotta be doing. Add a little bit more pizzazz to your life. I mean, you have youngsters.
Right.
How old are your little ones?
I've got three kids, dude, that are under the age of four. Talk about a mistake. I mean, that was just three.
You're a lucky guy.
I'm in the throes now at this point. I'm in the throes of lack of sleep. And for a little while, I thought I was, the Care Bears were here. I had no sleep at all.
You have to be an athlete just to deal with three children under the age of four physically.
Oh, dude, there's people out there listening right now. They know. I mean, there's no greater test of endurance than children. I mean, period. I mean, no question. My world is now who's headlocking who and who bit who, and then this one's not sleeping, and then
before you turn around, again, you'll be part of the world involving, like you were at ECO and whatever, which was the world of young athletes, the world of preventing problems, the world of whether you are the best athlete in the world, your son or daughter, or you're their grandmother, the idea of adding that kind of importance when we see heck, for 20 years we've been talking about childhood obesity. That's what got us together. Remember?
That's what got us together. And that's what really, that was what was special for me about #HeySportsParents in that book. As I'm going through this, and then really the section three was the experts speak out. So you have like Ian Goldberg, who's with iSport360, and he's talking about the behavior of overzealous sports parents on the sidelines. And you got these, it's just a different culture now with youth sports, and, it's almost like the parents
way
are
out of line.
It's way out of line.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff.
So Ticket Weirdo, to give you, we do personal concierge. So you can plan your events with us. So when you're a member, you can actually just let us go and turn us loose to book the transportation or the lodging and all that kind of stuff, and we can kind of take care of it. So whether it's a bachelorette party or it's a guy's night out or whatever it is, we can do that. But companies will use us to entertain their top clients at sporting events. And so we work with a big company, Liberty Mutual Insurance. Everybody knows them. They're one of our clients. And they take customers to the Masters Tournament in Augusta, where they take a lot of their independent top agencies all over the United States and Canada, all over the world. But I was talking to a guy out of Alaska who's an independent insurance CEO of his own independent insurance agency. And his son is only 15, and he's going to go through elbow surgery. Tommy John surgery. And I said, he's 15 years old. How's he going through elbow surgery? And he's like, well, that's what he does. And I'm like, well, tell the kid to take some time off, man. And he goes, no, he does this all year. He pitches all year. And I'm like, dude, you can't do that. So
One of the chapters, as you know, is called The Prodigy Sports. My poster boy, the 2010 men's Olympic gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, who grew up in Naperville, Illinois, was 10 years old when I put orthotics in his skates, and I'm still putting orthotics in 10-year-old skates. But the prodigy sport, baseball's famous for it, the Little League elbow, and then we would wake up and say, holy cow, you've got your example. Tommy John surgery on a 15-year-old this is nuts. What's your website, man? What's Ticket Weirdo's website?
Yeah, just go to TicketWeirdo.com. Anybody can go there. You can check it out. You can learn about what we're doing, about how it works, and then you can actually just shop, buy tickets, or become a member.
Okay. We're going to talk more about pizzazz. We're going to talk more about the pizzazz of Ticket Weirdo when we come back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody. We're back live from Chicago. We're hanging around Chicago. We're talking to Chris Gelling, the creator and CEO Ticket Weirdo. TicketWeirdo.com.
Tell
us more about some of the stuff that you guys include. Whether it's parties, whether it's events, tickets for sporting events. You know, you mentioned the Masters. There's nothing probably much more difficult. You know, getting involved in that. How'd you put all this together?
Been doing this since 2007, and I've been working in the corporate sports hospitality industry, and then over the years have developed relationships down in Augusta with homeowners and ticket badge owners, and over the course of time have just grown a client base of companies who like to either do sales incentives or take their top clients down there to entertain them. Because they understand this, really, that's that Pareto principle, the 80-20 rule, like that 80% of your revenue comes from 20% of your clients. So they want to really make sure that they develop, strengthen that relationship. They want to go beyond the emails and the invoices and the, you know, the contracts, and they want to just lodge with their clients, party with their clients, go to the events.
So what about Wimbledon?
Experience. Yeah, okay, of course,
so
Wimbledon,
got,
yes.
Right, Wimbledon, yeah. See, Wimbledon,
100%.
The golf tournament, the biggest of names of concerts, and the idea of a membership, is that unique with Ticket Weirdo? The idea
it's 100% unique, man. There is nobody else that's out there doing a membership, so you can get your own personal promo code. So it's like having a family promo code. Like you have promo code Sports Doctor, and you could give that out to your customers or clients, and anybody can use your promo code, and they can achieve discounts, and then you see the cashback rewards that come to you at the beginning of the following year. So all of your ticket purchases that add up on those promo codes throughout the year, that is going to get to you in a rewards check, in actual rewards check money, not just like points or something, but it actually comes to you in the form of a check that you can just pay bills with, you can just, you know, buy apparel with, you can buy more tickets with. So when everybody joins, they get T-shirts, they get pop sockets, they get some cool stuff, because they're part of the family. And that's really what Ticket Weirdo is. When you're looking to get ticketing for stuff, you want to know that you're with an organization that you can trust, that's with you, that's not going to be sleight of hand, and you enjoy working with, and that actually gives back. So that's really what
sounds
has been
like
making Ticket Weirdo so explosive.
Sounds like What's it's that? Got a little bit of network marketing flavor to it.
Little network marketing flavor. Yep.
Yeah, a little bit of flavor. But I think, again, that's even more pizzazz, and I think you can get away with all of it when you start including – the fact that portions of what you're doing goes to charities. I think that's a big deal.
Right. We just did an event with Girls on the Run in Woodstock where you have a lot of young female participants who are learning that the harder they work and the more they put and set goals, the more they can achieve. It goes right in line with youth sports. But it's like teaching people that there's the harder you work at something, the more you can achieve. And there's lessons that can be taught with that. And that's really what you should get with youth sports is those lessons. But what we did is we did a promo code GOTR, and then people could actually join Ticket Weirdo. They got 2 months free, and then their first month went back to Girls on the Run to
talk to Ian Goldberg.
That's right.
Ian's a friend of mine. Again, iSport 360, their newsletter this coming out this week. It's got one of my articles, chapter in the book, Youth Sports and Drugs. But that idea, that coaching world, and some of these other experts who chimed in, probably would love to hear from you. Maybe
isn't
Rob
that crazy?
Andrews.
You just said that you had to, isn't that crazy? You had to, Youth Sports and Drugs. That whole sentence doesn't, you know what I mean? That shouldn't even be around if you really think about
no.
it.
No.
Like, that doesn't,
well,
it's crazy.
Well, this is why I coined, you know, we've all heard, Chris, the term performance-enhancing drugs, right? We've all heard
mm-hmm.
that. But I changed it, and I changed it to performance-surviving drugs.
It's
the idea of playing hurt and trying to overdo it, and we'll wake up today to say we have a pain pill opioid crisis that's overwhelmingly killing 60,000 people a year. And we're also one of only two countries in the world, besides New Zealand, that allows TV advertising ad nauseum of prescription drugs. So
it's ridiculous.
And it starts early. You know, Dr. Weil, we've got a competition. My 12-year-old needs two Advil twice a day, or her ankle's hurt, or et cetera, et cetera. So and my first guest, you guys again, Jason Parker, Engaged Athletics, his whole world. Again, of high-performing kids in life, like you were just talking about, all of these important areas when you're mentioning, including some of these charities, what was it called, On the Run?
Yeah, Girls on the Run.
Girls on the Run,
GOTR, yep. You know, and I think that's really what ties this whole, from Ticket Weirdo, is ticketing, events, all that kind of stuff, but the whole idea behind Ticket Weirdo is to really be able to make fun a priority in life, because life can really actually be too serious. Like when you're breaking this all down with youth sports and pressure and jobs and careers and stress, you need to decompress and make fun a priority. And you need to be able to get yourself up, get with your family, go do something fun. And when you're a member of something like Ticket Weirdo, when you're ever a member of anything, it kind of forces you to go figure it out and go have some fun. So when you get the email event update, it kind of gives you the one-ups on, oh yeah, there's an event there, there's some things here. Get out, go live rich, you know, be a wealthy soul in life, because, you know, we're all born into this world and then we leave. And when the sands of the hourglass are gone, you know, what have you accomplished and what have you done to make memories with your family? So, you know,
big
get
deal.
Yourself out there. You know, it's a
very
big deal.
I agree. Agree with you. Yes, it is. You know, the idea of having fun, the idea of participation, the idea of activities is a gigantic priority. I don't think we pay anywhere near enough attention, you know, to the whole fun side of stuff like what you're talking about, and including, you know, that aspect, especially in this day and age with what's going on. And again, youth sports is a great example, or the pressures in somebody's career, et cetera. Getting involved, being a member, sounds like you make it a lot of fun.
You make it a lot of fun, and you're able to take back your weirdness one event at a time. And that's really the ticket, baby.
Take back your weirdness. You're going to run with that title big time. You know?
I'm going to use it. I'm going to use all kinds of them, but that's another one, you know. Yeah.
Yes, and you know, the idea that you can get, there is not an event or a concert that you can't get tickets to, also at the same time you might be involved in a bachelorette or a bachelor party or something like that, or
yeah,
other kinds of where outings. You know, can you get Cubs tickets?
It's like, Dr. Bob, you could throw a dart at the map with your eyes closed and you'll never miss. you go check out TicketRito.com, check out, go, you click on Get Tickets, or even just go to shop.TicketRito.com. You just search an event, it'll pop up, you click on it. You can actually have a venue map that pops up where you can navigate that venue map. You can actually see what it would look like from that seat position. You can purchase your tickets. If you're a member, you have your own promo code. You just enter that in during your purchase. It clips off 10%.
And you set up an Uber driver.
Yeah, you listen, that's the whole goal. You could say, I wish you could set up an Uber driver right from the site. That's the next step. Setting up Uber drivers right from the site, that'd be the next evolution. But you got to think of it. I mean, it's amazing
that
what people
more,
save.
Maybe that sounds more weird. Yeah, that's even weirder.
And, that's next on the pipeline, baby. That's next on the pipeline. But it's incredible what people save. And I think a lot of people ask the question, you know, well, first of all, do I have to be a member to buy tickets? And that answer is no. You can buy tickets anytime, and you'll never pay hidden fees. But the addition to that is you don't have to buy a lot of tickets to see some realization of savings, because you got to think 10%
so ticket,
off.
Ticket Weirdo is very competitive price-wise for whatever it is?
Yeah, we blow everybody out of the water. We're blowing them out of the water on cost. And that's the best part, is that people are actually realizing true savings, and depending on how much you spend in a year, we just had a member who literally, she spends $10 a month to be a member. She just got two tickets to Bruce Springsteen on Broadway. These tickets were going for $1,500 apiece. So she's in for $3,000 for two tickets. That's outrageous to me. But, I mean, she goes to see Bruce Springsteen on Broadway, two tickets, $3,000, and she saves $300. She's only spent $20. She's been a member for 2 months. You know, so it's like, it's not even a comparison. So when you really start looking at the different costs of what a ticket is, you know, you go to a Hawks game and it's a few hundred bucks a ticket. I mean, right there, two tickets, you're saving yourself $60 in one.
And I think
one of the points.
One of the points is, I guess, if you're a member of something like this with all of these options to have fun and participate, then you probably would pay a lot more attention to including some stuff than if you weren't necessarily a member. I think that's good sports psychology, Chris.
Yeah, it is. When you belong to something, you're a little bit more connected to something. And so that's the whole goal, is the connection. So with our apparel, you know, you can get Ticket Weirdo gear, accessories. You know, you're going to get event updates. You're kept really up to speed on, like, the latest and greatest on sales or when something is, you know, coming up. So it keeps you tuned in, so you make fun a priority. And now it's in the forefront of your mind where you're working with Ticket Weirdo to have your fun. And, you know, it's a repeatable thing. And you start to kind of, you form that loyalty with a group that's loyal to you. And I guess that's where our magic lies, is it's trust, it's loyalty, it's having fun being part of a movement, a family. And just like it's always been, whether it was Eco Gym, whether it's Ticket Weirdo, it's always the same mantra, and that's to make fun a priority, live rich, have fun, make memories, and give back at the same time. And so that's where it gets cool. So when you join, for those of the people who are listening, if they would like to go become a member, they can go to TicketWeirdo.com, they can sign up as a member, and then they can actually enter in a charitable cause that they would like to see their first month go to, and that's the special part about it. So,
besides all the choices that you have, some of these organizations, and who are some of the, you quickly give us a couple of the charities again that are involved with you, and then the website again, Chris.
Wounded Warrior Project, St. Jude, American Cancer Society, the Humane Society, Girls on the Run. We talked about Blessings in a Backpack or Little Friends out of Naperville. Those are two of the smaller ones, and then the list could go on and on in terms of ones that are smaller one-offs. But those are the main ones that we talk about, like the Patriot Run that's up here in the Crystal Lake area. Was another one. So you can go to TicketWeirdo.com. You can sign up as a member. You can buy your tickets at any point in time. You don't have to be a member to purchase tickets for events. But if you decide you want to get a member, that's when you're going to get the savings and the cashback rewards and your promo code so that everybody can use it. So
great. Chris Gelling, creator, CEO, Ticket Weirdo, TicketWeirdo.com. Thanks so much for joining me. Chris, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we'll be right back with the Sports Doctors Inn.
Thanks, Sports Doctor. Thanks, brother.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag HeySportsParents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we talk a little bit about the upcoming guests and shows. I answer some emails. If I was looking for a commercial for the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I might have had my last guest, Chris Gellings, who wrote a terrific review. I have such high regard for him as a sports trainer, even though he's into his new gig with Ticket Weirdo. Next week, it's July 4th. We're going to replay a show. My co-author, Sharkey Zartman, will be my guest. We'll be talking about hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Then one of the top sports performance therapists in the country, Dr. Mark Kovacs, worked with some of the top tennis players in the world and other sports. Following week, cardiologist Dr. Azam Ando. He's going to be talking about these kinds of infections that sometimes are of real concern in locker rooms and sports. And then the mom of one of my figure skaters, Melissa Walden. She's a eating disorder therapist, and she's going to be joining us. So some great couple of shows coming up over the next few weeks. We're going to answer a few emails. Rich says, and by the way, the email drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo. So back to Rich. He says, my son's 10 years old. He plays soccer. His heels have been bothering him. You think it's the cleats? Rich, the cleats, if they're not causing it, they're aggravating it. There's a big growth center at the back and bottom of young boys and girls' growing heels that doesn't really come together until later in adolescence, and it's susceptible to stress, could be running, jumping stress. Anyway, the soccer is famous for cleats at earlier and earlier ages, and it's a big problem. Your son's much better off in a multi-nub bottom shoe that doesn't have cluster cleats. But you want to pay attention, see podiatry, because the inflammation of the growth center, especially if it's persistent, you want to be looking at foot mechanics. And many times you have to back these kids off for a few weeks from the running, jumping activities to calm this down and then take a look at what the cause is And if it's persistent, we've had great success with orthotics. Ellen, she's a 45-year-old walker. She had bunion surgery a couple of years ago. Are orthotics important? Ellen, I think they really, really are. Proper orthotics, which put the foot and lower leg in its best functioning position, is the best thing we've got to control the correction of the surgery you had and reduce the kinds of forces that can perpetuate or magnify it. So when bunion, which is the enlarged big toe joint, it looks like the big bump on the side of the big toe. Many times the big toe is migrating over or underneath the second and third toes, and the pronated or rolled-in foot is usually associated with the foot that develops this deformity. What's inherited is the foot mechanics that develops the bunion deformity. You don't inherit the bump. So you want to talk to your foot surgeon, whether it's podiatry or orthopedic surgeon, that you definitely want to look at custom orthotics as one of the best ways to not only be more comfortable, but hold the correction. Bob said, my daughter's a 13-year-old figure skater. She skates almost every day. She does double jumps. Her knees are always bothering her. We use ice. Sometimes she's taking over-the-counter medicine. Bob, you really, really want to look at orthotics. The newsletter, High Performance Figure Skating, that I take part of, with Mr. Edge, Geppetto's, talks about orthotics this month. John Hermata is Mr. Edge. For decades, half the girls I see in figure skating who are serious were using orthotics in their skates because of knee problems. The mechanical torque and twisting of the knee associated with pronation or some collapse of the foot is magnified in figure skating because we're raising the center of gravity. We're balancing on like an eighth-inch wide blade. The great news, Bob, is that we see great success. You hate to say always, but I combine prescription orthotics with strengthening and physical therapy for your young daughter's knees as the GOLD program. It's not that you don't want to get an orthopedic opinion where if we have traumatic injury, we think that there's something, we tore a ligament, there's that kind of a problem. Otherwise, you can get started with the Superfeet, and then you want to see sports podiatry or podiatry and look seriously at orthotics. And by the way, your daughter will be a better skater. Be a step or two quicker. She'll have an enhanced balance and stability, more propulsion. That's what we've seen as the highlight of prescription orthotics and figure skates, besides trying to get rid of a problem or pain. That's the exciting half. Check that out. Cheryl says, I'm 40 years old. My mom was 68. She had hammer toe surgery on her second and third toes because of the corns on top of her toes. I've got the hammer toes. They don't hurt. My daughter's 12 years old. She plays soccer. Her foot looks the same. Heredity. You know, Cheryl, we just talked about before with the gal who had bunion surgery, the inherited foot type, which is common in probably 75% of the time. I'm flat-footed just like my dad and grandpa was. I've got high arches just like my father or grandfather or mom did. You know, I've got that tendency of the bunion already, 12, 13 years old. So you want to, starting with the 12-year-old and including yourself, you really want to look at orthotics as the best way to control the forces. These are progressive deformities. See podiatry. Don't have surgery, Mom. Definitely not on your daughter. Look very seriously at the value of orthotics. Again, check us out. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Check out the book, Sports Doctor Radio, the website. Thanks so much, Jason Parker, Chris Gelling. Catch everybody next week on the Sports Doctor. We'll be right back.
or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.